Right now, it's showtime.
It's Dave
and Mahoney.
Gotta be Mahoney. Gotta be Mahoney.
Yeah, Dave!
Dave!
Right, man. Dave
and Mahoney.
Never mind that shit. Here comes Dave and Mahoney.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, this is some bad news. So on Christmas, of all days, this lady named Molly came home to find a family standing on her doorstep.
That's sad. Okay.
A family like a carol? She did not know? Was it a family that she had abandoned back east
well, think
many
about
years
the carolers.
Ago?
Carolers.
It could have been carolers. It was not. It was a family that was insisting that they needed to go into her house. She's like, what do you mean?
Was this like a house that built me moment? Like this was their house before and they just wanted to take one last look?
You know, that is kind of cute. Like I feel like if somebody stopped by and they're like, hey, this used to be my house where my kids grew up.
We would love to take a look inside.
Go take a look. I'd be like, yeah, come on in.
Would you?
I think so.
I wouldn't. Hell no.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Be like, I built this house. Nobody's lived here before.
Oh, well, of course.
Okay, that's different.
Like, you are clearly lying, man.
Yeah, you're going to rob me.
Yeah.
No, turns out that they were claiming that they had booked it on Airbnb, but the thing is, Molly said she'd never listed her home on the site. Initially, they thought it might have just been the wrong address or something, but the address and the photos matched her house. Screen grabs of the listing had images of her home's interior that were
interior
taken.
Interior how?
Well, it was before, I guess, she bought it back in 2020.
Oh, no.
So it's what Airbnb, I've never heard of this before, but it's called an account takeover where scammers steal an Airbnb owner's password and outdated listing and then reactivate it as a scammer. The renters reported the issue and got a refund and the listing was removed. But how weird.
So because usually whenever you're booking an Airbnb, because I have never heard of an Airbnb scammer before, so I would feel so confident and comfortable giving someone a partial deposit, which is what you have to do in order to book an Airbnb. How do you get a refund for that?
But like, you got to think that Airbnb has some safeguard in place where the money wouldn't go directly to somebody just posing as a homeowner,
it's
right?
It's just a nightmare for the family that is booked it and doesn't have a place to stay on Christmas now.
Waiting on the doorstep.
I told you guys what happened that one time. It was with Airbnb as well. It was my wife's really good friend's wedding at Lake Tahoe.
Yes.
And they got the whole wedding party got to this very large house that they had all kicked in to rent. You know, it's like one of these like 15 bed,
like a chalet
mansion,
or
right?
Something.
Beautiful,
oh, okay, yeah.
Beautiful property, but it costs a lot of money. And they get there and there's another family and group that's in the house that's also having a wedding. So they couldn't even guilt them with like, hey, it's our wedding. Can you help us out type of thing? They're like, no, we're also getting married. They just double booked it somehow.
Which is bizarre.
And so this was over Labor Day weekend a couple of years ago.
Oh, at Lake Tahoe?
At Lake Tahoe. So it's
done.
Jammed, right? And you've got this huge group of people. You're like, what do you do? Just a nightmare.
And thankfully, in that situation, she wasn't a bridezilla.
No, she was actually a lot cooler about it than I would have been.
What can you do? I feel like it's probably one of those moments where you're just like, I guess we're just going to roll over.
I'm going to have to trash the place.
Yep, I'm stealing all the copper.
Yep.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
So if you spend any time watching Cops over the years or the world's wildest police chases, then you've probably seen those people that eventually get pulled over. And when the cops search them, many times they'll inevitably find some drugs on them. And the go-to excuse is what, Mahoney?
Those aren't my drugs.
Those aren't my drugs. They normally belong to a cousin.
A cousin's drugs.
My friend.
Yeah.
Or those aren't my pants was one of my favorites.
These aren't my pants. I just put on somebody else's pants.
I like that
Probably
one.
My favorite is those aren't my drugs. The wind must have blown that cocaine into my bra.
Well, yes. You know what? What if we had a wind advisory not too long ago?
Yeah, you're right.
What happens if it was a
cocaine?
Crazy just blowing the blow? You never know.
Well, this is a new one. Boston police and some court officers detained a 22-year-old by the name of Octavia Kelly, quite the name, after the courthouse security cameras scanning machines detected a loaded handgun with the serial number filed off of it inside of her purse. She came to the courthouse to support her boyfriend, Wendell Morris, 33.
Wendell, you don't hear that much often.
Mr. Wendell.
No, Mr. Wendell.
It's been too long, man. That was a jam.
That's a nice name.
It is.
I went to school with a guy named Wendell.
Did you? Like the name Wendell.
He played for the Arizona Cardinals.
Nice guy.
Wendell Bryant, yeah.
All right.
He plays for the Cardinals? No, and you just casually know him?
He's like 4 years older than me.
So he watched him walk around the halls? No, he's like, just scuttle in his feet and hold his backpack like athletes do when you're in high school.
This isn't the same Wendell. This gentleman's only 33 years old. He was actually being prosecuted for firearms charges.
Okay.
So his girlfriend, Octavia, shows up to the courthouse with a loaded gun in her purse, serial number filed off, and she told officers, "I don't know anything about a gun in my bag." Claims she had no idea how the gun got there.
Mm-hmm.
Deny.
I mean, if you're going to try to smuggle a gun into court, you got to put it in an orifice.
You got to put it in the butt.
Yep, somewhere. Like, a purse? Nah, man, that's just lazy.
A whole shotgun?
Not a shot. It wasn't a shotgun.
It was a handgun.
I thought you said a sawed-off shotgun. I was like, dude.
Put it in your butt, lady.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
Cargo pants. That's all I gotta say. Wait, cargo pants. Just wanted to say it one more time.
Message deleted.
They're back. They literally just bought a pair of them for my boyfriend's daughter for Christmas.
Okay,
multiple pairs.
But I mean, so they're back for like the younger generation that
for
can
sure.
actually pull it off. Like,
yes, that's
I do
that's
feel
asterisk.
Like I yeah, 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 like I cannot pull off a pair of cargo pants.
We are going to be.
That's the big asterisk there.
Do not think that it's here for everyone. It is not for you.
But that's all what trends and style is, right? Whenever you are your most stylish is whenever you can pull things off that you cannot do whenever you're older. That's why our parents looked the way they did when we were younger.
Or you just get to that point where you don't give a damn anymore, right? And for a lot of older guys, track suits have been a thing for many years. You know, the sweatpants, whatever it is, hawked up over the belly type thing. I feel like our generation, Mahoney, the Oregon Trail generation, is going to revert back to the things that we know are great for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be that we're all just going to go back to cargo pants and affliction shirts, because tell me those things weren't super soft.
I mean, but they're not anymore, though.
But they're expensive. You're going to...
Affliction shirts. Like, at least the last time I was at, like, an outlet store.
Last time you were out shopping for affliction shirts.
Yeah, last time I was out shopping for affliction. They're not like they were in, like, 2005.
They are still charging. And I know you guys joke on me for the Von Dutch hats.
But they still charge.
You don't think Affliction and Von Dutch?
No, those are two completely
different
worlds.
Okay, so what about Ed Hardy?
Ed Hardy's still...
Same thing.
It's Ed Hardy still...
But
Affliction became a value brand. Like, Affliction started, like, wanted to, they lower the quality of their stuff, and they tried to get into Walmart, but couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, if you've tried to get into Walmart and you can't,
seen the things that Walmart sells? The people that just
actually gotten a lot better.
No, it has. Guys, it's gotten a lot better.
You haven't been.
There's still trash city in certain parts of the Walmart clothing department.
Sure.
That's what I'm talking
about. Just like at Target, though, too.
There was like full-on
picnic, like pilgrim over the summer. It was like everything was so horrible. But now it looks like everything that I wore as a 31-year-old whenever I was in eighth grade.
I'm just saying, if the dude that just makes the bald eagle shirt that says America on it can get into a Walmart,
that's a
and
classic.
Then Affliction can't, they're like, come on, man.
That's a classic, Dave.
That's a classic.
But okay. I think what we're going to, you know, you think about like our dad.
I just got bullied over the Walmart clothing department.
Because I know you haven't been.
That's not true.
You would be able to find so many black t-shirts, Dave.
Let's ask him. When was the last time you stepped foot in a Walmart?
Period.
Okay, y'all are going to lose this one. A couple of weeks ago.
But were you in the grocery area?
No.
Was it a grocery only?
No.
So were you getting something emergency for your child?
Toy department.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they've got good toys, too.
We walk right by all of the clothes, so don't act like I don't know. You act like I'm like too highfalutin to walk into a Walmart.
I feel like you are.
You're so full of it.
They've got the best sweaters. like I'm talking like the half-zip sweaters. They've got all of like the fuzzy ones, you know, that the girls love.
Yeah.
I mean, they've actually got like 20% to 30% of their stuff is cute.
Exactly. Y'all stop beating me up, man.
But it's enough to where I go, ooh, I would like that.
Speaking about generational clothing, though, because I never saw my dad or my grandfather ever wear a hoodie. Not once. ever.
Did hoodies become a thing after?
When were they invented?
Later Gen X. Later Gen X.
That's where it was adopted the hoodie. 90s?
Yeah.
80s.
Late 80s.
Early 90s.
90s.
Yeah.
It really exploded in the 90s, and they kind of just, you know, has continued on there.
It feels like it was kind of part of the grunge scene. Isn't that where it started?
Because you would wear, like, the not the flannel, but it was like the hoodie flannel moment.
Yeah, it was like the Seattle
look. Or the t-shirt over the hoodie.
Everyone is trying to look like Kurt Cobain, even if they weren't from that part of the country type thing.
But hoodies have become part of my everyday clothing, especially when it's colder outside. And I don't see myself ever stopping wearing hoodies, even if I'm older, you know, but I feel like that's like our generation has adopted that as like a acceptable
normal
form of clothing.
We didn't have members only jackets, but I'd say the hoodie's superior.
I don't know, man. You can get rained on in a members only jacket. It'd be fine. These just soak up, man. You can't be out in the rain in a hoodie.
It sucks.
Yeah.
How often are you just standing outside in the rain? You're fine.
Yesterday.
Well, like you're going to the grocery store and you don't have your umbrella on you.
Umbrella.
When Audrey and I are walking into a Walmart
to go clothes shopping, just buy some new clothes.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey. I heard a little Alanis Morissette bring you back to your happy place, so here you go.
It's like waiting on your wedding day.
Sing it.
It's like free ride on your wedding day. Blah, 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 something, 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 the other. You think that I run it? Woo!
You're welcome.
Message
you.
Deleted.
That was beautiful. I mean,
pretty, do you feel happy?
Pretty solid.
I do. Yeah.
I wish you would have done You Ought to Know.
Nah, that
Yeah. I don't know. The whole Jagged Little Pill album, it's not even that it brings me to my happy place because I do love her. It's just like, you know those albums, because albums were the only thing you listened to front to back in the day if you weren't perusing the, you know, the radio.
Jagged Little Pill was a banger, man. Dude, whole album
it's
great,
an all-time classic. Yeah. I have such a strong memory of that music video. I remember staying the night at my friend's house. Who was a bad influence.
Oh, he's a bad influence.
His name is Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan.
I believe this was,
times.
So I remember Jagged Little Pill was playing on, not MTV, but it was the bootleg one called The Box, which you could call a 900 number and get music videos played.
It was like
24/7?
Like,
yeah, but it was like, it cost money.
Oh, boy.
And
y'all got scammed. That was the first scam
dude,
on kids.
For real. But I remember Jagged Little Pill being on.
The Box.
I want to see Spice Girls again.
We were looking at the Anna Nicole Smith Playmate of the Year Playboy, because this is like 94.
Dude, Ryan was a bad influence.
And then
you're out here with a parent's credit card buying music videos on the box.
No, you call a 900 number, and the 900 number would just get charged for the music video.
Even worse.
We're looking at the 1990, I think it was 1994, Anna Nicole Smith Playmate of the Year Playboy, which was an all-time classic. And then I specifically remember we're listening to You Ought to Know on the radio after that and trying to watch scrambled porn.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, it was like,
what a night.
I mean, I wasn't too far off from that. Just fast forward like 10 years. I had my own TV in my room. And I remember the first thing that I went to go look at was MTV After Dark.
Oh, my.
And it was just butts. Like, everywhere was just butts. And I'm pretty sure it was Tip Drill by Nelly that was playing at the time. And it was just butts. And I just was up there by myself looking at butts all night long.
I don't think Nelly sang Tip Drill, did he?
I need a tip drill.
Yeah, I don't think that's Nelly.
Y'all can figure that out later.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why don't we hear about RV crashes? With all the snowbirds who own them, there must be some hidden statistics we're not hearing about.
Message
Dave
deleted.
Is the local RV driver here.
That's right. And beep beep. What's up, RV brothers?
I mean, you don't have your own yet.
No, not yet.
Think you're ever going to own one?
I feel like
the price of a house.
I mean, RVs are awesome, but you really have to use them. Like, you got to take them out a lot in order for it to make sense.
Yeah.
And it just feels
and
like
you got to have a huge yard to store it in.
Yeah, have a big yard. Although those houses that have the RV garage.
Gangster.
Whoo. Even if you don't have an RV in
but
there.
But you went, what was it, last summer or was it 2020?
Two summers ago, went during the pandemic when nothing else was going on.
You drove real far, but like
all over the West Coast.
How close do you feel like you were to getting in an accident while driving that bitch?
Did I ever tell you about what happened just outside of Sacramento? Because we were driving,
so,
there was a split. There was construction on the interstate. It was so everyone's going 70 miles an hour or whatever. But there was this thing that you come up to where all of a sudden, it, pretty abruptly, it just says all 18-wheelers to the right, like all trucks to the right. And so I'm like, well, I'm not an 18-wheeler. I'm fine just hanging out right here.
Oh, no.
And so I was in the left lane, and my buddy was in an RV behind us with his family. And we're driving through this area, and I am white-knuckling it because there is about a foot on either side of the RV with two concrete barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just cruising down this thing, acting like everything's totally fine, going 70. And literally there's about a foot on either side
because
I didn't realize they meant like big, all vehicles that were slightly larger.
That's their fault. They should have definitely been more specific.
But thankfully I didn't sneeze or anything because I would have gone straight into that wall.
So I know that you're a boat man now. You did just get a boat. Mm-hmm. Are you a collector of vacation amenities? would you be getting an RV anytime soon?
No, let's prove the concept of the boat first. The kids love the boat, but like, you know, one thing at a time.
I feel like the RV comes when the kids are out of the house.
But you could take the RV and latch the boat onto the RV.
And put the kids in the boat. And then we up there in that RV. Like,
yeah, you'd be like, you
driving.
Could be Lake Tahoe or, I don't know, somewhere, some cool place along the coast. You could legit just park your RV, unhitch your boat. I don't know how you're going to get the boat into the water, but you can figure that out later.
Okay.
You can
Good
do
plan.
All of that
yeah.
in one fell swoop. You know, like you've got your own home and you got your own play.
Man, I could barely tow the boat right now in an SUV, and I could barely drive an RV. You put those two together.
Oh, is it tough to do it with your... Because you have to tow it with your wife's car, huh?
Yeah.
Is it tough?
I mean, it's a big boat, man.
People tow boats in? Like, trucks?
I'm
just
trucks
not
and
that,
SUVs.
Yeah, I'm just not that good at, like, towing stuff yet, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Are you the guy who's got the boat flailing all over on the interstate?
No. I do not get me wrong, young lady. I'm not bad at it. I'm just not that experienced yet.
Well, it's one summer.
Yeah.
But you went every weekend, right?
Pretty much.
Twice a weekend?
Yeah. So. I can see you in an RV, Mahoney.
I mean...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, for sure, right?
With
like
a Mickey Mouse sticker on the side. Like that was his Mickey Mouse clubhouse.
Disney or bust.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Audrey, this is kind of wild. Is this true what you just told us?
So I guess so. So I've been looking. I was just scrolling on TikTok as I do, you know, and one of the things that just popped up was a girl talking about how Carol Baskin's husband. And if you don't remember who Carol Baskin is, she was the crazy tiger lady from The Tiger King who had a straight up like they were just dueling against each other. Carol Baskin's and The Tiger King. And one of the Tiger King's huge like one of his actual platforms against Carol was that she killed her husband,
fed him to the cats, fed him to the tigers.
Yep. And I just was looking on TikTok and they said that Carol Baskin's husband has been possibly found alive in Costa Rica. So I'm looking online and I mean,
it was like a plane that went down, right? Or something.
Allegedly.
I thought they had allegedly threw him out of the plane.
Yeah, I don't remember. All I remember is that, what was it? That Megan Thee Stallion song, Body Adi. Where she references Carol Baskin.
Yes.
That was my COVID banger.
Carol Baskin's.
Body.
I think TikTok might be lying to you. I'm looking right now.
Well, because I'm looking at the rumors swirled back in 2021.
Oh, so we're way behind.
We're way behind. Yeah. Okay. So you just got to keep scrolling down there.
You are on your...
But I mean, if you think about it, I feel like I remember this blip of like... Yeah, he's in Costa Rica living and loving his best life. And then we were all just like, okay, because everything else in 2021 that was happening, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that we just found alien life and we were just like, that's fine, whatever.
Whatever. We ain't got time for that.
Like, the White House had confirmed that we found aliens. Well, and that was even one of the things that we were just like, meh, whatever.
It wasn't technically aliens. It was unidentified flying objects,
sure,
which can be from
which
Earth.
Which is still freaky.
Yeah.
It's not as sinister as I think you...
Well, I'm not because I ignored
are
it.
You, are you thinking about deleting TikTok at all? Because I think it's 20 states now that have government phones have banned having TikTok on them because of spyware.
Well, they're looking into a U.S. just ban.
Well, I think that's just for government phones right now. I mean, the FTC may step in. But have you thought about just calling it a day on
well,
that?
Well, here's the tea, is that if I do that, they already have all of my stuff. I'm not really posting. I have, like, maybe 6 videos. So, I mean, I'm not really posting on there. I definitely am a lurker. I'm not on it like I used to be, though. The only time I'm really on it is whenever I'm in here, and it's kind of trying to find, like, silly, goofy things to talk about and show you guys.
And you're like,
to show you guys.
Let me pull up this news story that's obviously a lie and share it with everyone.
I like that as a segment idea. That we should do more of that.
Audrey finds 3 stories from TikTok, and we have to figure out which one of them is true.
None of them.
They're all lies.
I guess this was, I mean, I don't know. There's like 6 reports on it. But it happened in 2021, so we're just late. That's the only thing. I don't know, man.
I'm looking right now. I'm not seeing any real
Thought we were breaking news.
Reporting.
Was there ever a season? Yeah. There was a season 2 of Tiger King.
Well, that's on you for jumping the gun. I was casually mentioning it.
That's on me for jumping the gun. You said, oh my God, you guys.
Is it impressed?
And then I said, is that true? And you said, yeah, let me look. And then you said, yeah, it
looks
like it is.
She's got a point, Dave. That's you.
You guys are blaming me for this.
I'm the only one here whose hands are clean.
I blame you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Here's a game that we came up with when we were drinking. Okay, drunk. This is Who's Horny with Dave and Mahoney. How about Dave and Mahoney?
So some people say that this is the game that is going to win us our macaroni award after all these years, Mahoney.
Dave, nobody is going to give us a whatever the hell it's called. Marconi award.
Oh, it's a Marconi? You guys always say macaroni, and I was like,
well,
that's a sweet name.
We are much more likely to win a macaroni award than a Marconi award, so we're just going with what we think is attainable.
Nobody has told us that this is a good game. Everybody we've ever talked to about this game says this is maybe the dumbest game in all of radio, and it's probably causing accidents on the way to work because of all the
horns.
Well, I do have some good news. Today is a weird horny day, meaning that it's not your traditional horns. We do have just some different sounds, and you guys are trying to figure out what sound belongs to what.
I like that we're broadening our horny horizons because, you know, sometimes it doesn't always have to be vanilla. We don't have to go in a straight line of horniness. It can be a variation of horny.
It can change from time to time, year to year, week to week in this case. So here is our very first noise of the day, and you guys are trying to figure out what this belongs to.
What?
That's it? That's all we get?
That's all you get. Just a little...
That's a clown. It's a clown horn.
Is that A trombone, B
no.
a trumpet, or C a Vespa horn?
It's a Vespa horn.
Trumpet.
Mahoney saying Vespa horn, Audrey saying trumpet, and Audrey is correct. Well done.
Thank you. That was a former trumpeteer.
First
chair.
Can
only sniff out a trumpet.
That's right.
First chair. 6th grade.
You're going to get some weird-ass DMs for some trumpet fetish videos coming your way.
I mean, tell me that
the price is right.
Yeah. A chick playing trumpet in a bikini wouldn't sell. Come on.
I mean, I would play it incredibly poorly.
Like, hold on. That makes it even better.
What it would be? Because there's a valve called it's like a spit valve.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever it would get like too much condensation or whatever inside the trumpet, you'd have to blow out all the spit. Yeah. That's what would sell.
All right. I'm Googling bikini trumpet playing.
You bottle that stuff up and start selling it in small vials. Oh, the weirdos of the internet shall emerge.
Well, I'll say this. It's not on the first page of Google video searches, bikini trumpet playing. So
okay,
maybe the market is not cornered.
All right, well, maybe you can find me on OnlyFans later at trumphorny.com or something.
That's a completely different website.
Oh, it is.
Hornytrumpet.com, yeah.
I mean, there's probably
trumpet. Trumphorny.com.
There's probably an audience for that.
That's Steve his Bannon. New NFT.
All right, here we go on to number 2.
It's a tuba.
Is that A sousaphone, B a funnel, a PVC pipe, and a bucket, or C a tuba?
Oh no, what's a sousaphone?
Sousaphone's tuba is real big. I don't think you would get that kind of echo. You would need a real big room. I'm going to go PVC pipe.
You are?
You're going funnel, PVC pipe, and a bucket. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know why my heart's telling me go with Susie, so I'm going to go with the sousaphone.
Audrey just crushing it with her weird horniness today.
I was, again, in the brass section.
Mm-hmm.
You know my brass instruments.
Mahoney.
I like the woodwinds.
You're a fan of the woodwinds?
Yeah, are you?
Yes.
You have no points so far.
It's the story of my life. She's getting them all, and I got nothing.
It's been a while. I'm pent up.
Jordan just informed me that there was pictures, so here we go.
Oh,
that,
there
that's,
are?
That's,
oh,
that's the trumpet, as you'd expect.
Sick. Okay. That looks like just like a trumpet.
Sousaphone
great
looks
picture of a trumpet.
Exactly like a tuba.
What are these photos? Yes. Yes.
Did you go to like Getty Images and just find not even
here
Getty?
Here is a trumpet.
Yeah. Did you pay like 5 cents for that stock image?
I like. He's like, hey, there's pictures. Make sure you show him what a trumpet looks like.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I'm in tears.
That is A-plus producing there, Jordan.
Hey, just the finest work you've ever done.
Photo of a trumpet.
We had to stop.
It looks just like the trumpet.
We had to stop the segment down to see the sousaphone and the trumpet.
We had to give credit to the trumpet, which was this.
Wow. Okay, one more.
He wanted to know which trumpet that
Wait,
came from.
Just to make sure, can I see that photo and also hear the sound at the same time, just so that I can really envision what's happening?
Ah.
I'm flashing the picture up to her. Just she only gets that much of a view.
And okay. Also, it looks like he's in the
motion.
Photo looks in motion. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
What a crap picture.
I don't want to know what algorithm you're using to find these things, Jordan.
Oh, my God. I'm in tears.
Okay.
Thanks.
Final one. We have this noise.
Is that a flugelhorn or like a French horn or something? That's like a war horn.
Is that a man using only his mouth and his hands?
No.
B, a French horn, or
Damn,
C, a bugle?
I said both of those.
Yeah.
What?
Let's hear it again.
Yeah, that's like the Pope just died, right? Yeah.
What is that?
I think that's a French horn.
Oh, geez.
I have no idea. I'm really awful at this dumbass game.
I'm just so impressed by myself that I just can't even pick. I guess I'll go bugle. I don't know. Even though, yeah, I'll just
Audrey,
stick
three
bugle.
For three.
I think it's almost more impressive that I didn't get any right.
Yeah. I am so impressed with
myself. So here's the bugle, by the way, just so you guys.
I guessed it all before you even said the answers. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Well, yeah. Yes, that is great. That's really impressive.
And then real quickly.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
Well, I can't say that I would be immune to this sort of thing. I can understand how this happened. A duo was arrested after robbing a man that they lured into an apartment with a promise of the adult relations in exchange for money. So the man agreed to meet at this woman's residence. She led him to her bedroom and then told him, hey, hang on just 1 second. I'm going to go check on my kids.
Mm-hmm.
As she walked out, 4 to 5 men burst out of the closet, which is pretty amazing that 4 to 5 dudes were all in the closet together at the same time, just waiting. They beat this guy up, and they put him in a chokehold.
So I feel like this guy deserves it, and Jordan didn't put the funniest part of the story in there. She lured him via Snapchat.
Yeah.
So that is on that man for coming through. If you are dumb enough to get lured for sex via Snapchat,
you deserve to be robbed. We are thirsty.
You deserve to be robbed.
That's just not true.
I'm telling you.
What other apps are you going to get lured through sex that
would be okay? Any other app.
Do you feel like Snapchat's the shadiest of all the apps to get lured for sex for?
I did not know that Snap was still so big because I don't even think I've had Snapchat since 2015.
No, I haven't used it either. But I feel like it's
I didn't
either
know
old,
it was still as big as it is, but we're just on the outs. I think it still gets used.
Old dudes who are
the
having
youngs.
Affairs or the young
it's
young.
It's the youths.
Yeah. That's like, but I feel like our, like, you know, you've got the
you
elder millennials, Gen X, we have abandoned.
So the dudes jumped out of the closet, they beat him up, and they stole his iPhone and his, I like how they put this detail in there, the black snake print Gucci wallet that contained his credit card and
Gucci.
ID. Yep.
I mean, I don't understand stealing iPhones and or wallets because you can just turn off your damn credit card and you can turn off your phone.
Yeah.
You can brick it remotely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you steal an iPhone anymore and make it to where it will work. Do you have some gypsy magic in order to make it work again?
It seems like a lot of work, doesn't it?
For a phone.
Phones are like TVs cracked. Anymore, you know? Right. Like, who's stealing a TV in 2023?
So a 32-year-old man is facing an attempted murder charge for an alleged attack on another man with a hatchet.
Nice.
I mean, as far as terrifying things to be attacked with,
a hatchet.
Hatchet's got to be top 5 for sure, right? Maybe top 3?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, chainsaw... and machete, I'd say, are one and two.
You still got a hatchet under your bed?
Do I still have a hatchet under my bed?
Yeah, didn't you say you had a hatchet under your bed?
I had a machete.
He upgraded to a gun.
It's not under my bed. It's in the closet, out of reach of the toddlers.
Okay, that's good.
Slightly, along with my ninja sword that my brother got me.
Hell yeah.
Look out.
You ever cut a watermelon with that?
Not yet.
You got to make sure that that's an authentic ninja sword, not some bootleg swap.
You know what? I feel like I have a real... I've seen your house. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I feel like the ninja sword would go really well in the living room.
I think my wife would definitely agree with that.
By the family portraits?
Yeah, and I could also hang up all of my ninja stars that I have there and put it on the shelf next to my ball.
Do you have your gi from when you used to do taekwondo?
Shadow box it. Is that what you're thinking? Shadow box it.
I do have all of my belts when I used to do taekwondo. I don't know if the gi is still around.
You could just get another gi. It doesn't have to be that gi. Just wear it once.
Somebody bleed on this and sweating it for me. And then I'm gonna frame it. Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. I think that that'd be a beautiful addition to your beautiful family home.
Thank you so much. I
think,
appreciate.
I think
you know what? So. Some people say you don't have an eye for interior design. They don't know what they're talking about.
Who says that? No one.
I do. I now say that. But yeah, so the detectives rushed to the scene after this dude got hit with a hatchet, and they charged the guy with attempted murder because, of course, they did.
Yeah.
Have you seen, there's a new Netflix documentary about the one guy who was homeless and he allegedly saved some people from a car wreck and went viral. Well, they have a new documentary about this guy and he's called like the hatchet slinging homeless man or something like that. I don't know. Oh. But a hatchet... Where does someone just get a hatchet? I mean, how do you just come about
store,
a hatchet?
The murderer store.
Yeah, is there a murderer's RS?
You don't have like a hatchet for doing like daily chores or whatever. A hatchet is solely for murder.
Yeah. No one is even chopping wood with a hatchet. It's only for killing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is a hatchet a larger machete?
It's a smaller like axe. It's a small axe.
If you go to one of those axe throwing places, that's what you're throwing, hatchets.
A hatchet.
Yeah.
Those have got, that was made by a murderer.
I can't believe.
That's somebody who wants to get murder on camera for sport.
I will say, though, if somebody did break into your house and you did happen to have a hatchet.
And you threw it?
And you threw it at them like one of those hatchet tossing places.
Step into it. Step,
yeah, and then
step and throw.
And it killed them like that would be pretty awesome.
That would be I mean, I wouldn't be mad,
but it would be really bad if you threw the hatchet and then
bounced.
Yeah, it bounced off of him and you're like, could you just slide it back over here?
I'm always afraid, like I've only done that like a couple times and I probably will never do it again, because it's like you go there, you drink, you throw the hatchets, and then like I always feel like I'm gonna lose a toe
because they bounce back,
because it bounces back.
Have you seen that one video?
I don't
of the
even
guy
know how these places are legal.
Who chucked the hatchet and it hit the right way and it came flying back and he caught it with one hand on the handle.
I mean, that's cool, but also like, had you not,
if you reached and you grabbed and it was the wrong end,
yeah.
I mean, your reflexes slow down immensely whenever you have a couple of drinks. I don't know how the two. I seriously do not know how the two of those things, drinking and hatchet throwing, are able to be of legal operation.
You know why? Freedom.
That's right.
America.
That's right, you commie.
This is David Mahoney. David Mahoney presents.
Would you like special curly fries?
Fast food freakout.
Shut up and listen to my order.
People across the United States of America, and in some cases across the world, are freaking out and melting down in fast food restaurants. Now, some good news today for you, Audrey, is that you and Mahoney are playing together, and Mahoney is the leading expert in all fast food restaurants.
Dave, everybody knows that I am the Guinness Book of World Records holder, unofficially, of the person who's been to the most McDonald's and or fast food restaurants in America.
They say that they actually would have made it official, but you've simply been to too many.
Well,
it's just impossible to keep up.
You know, they
heard that once.
I'm not going to let them profit off of my feats without them paying me. They got to pay me. They have to come to the table with an offer before I'm going to let them use my likeness.
And that offer could be some tasty nugs, but they still haven't done that yet.
20-piece sweet and sour sauce. Let's do it, baby.
All right, so we got some options here. I'll give you the little rundown, and then I'll play you the audio. You guys trying to figure out which fast food restaurant the freakout happened in. This seems like it might be an upgrade to the order, but this person did not see it that way. Here's clip number one.
And then she says, don't come back.
We're not coming
back. She refuses to give us her name.
I didn't refuse not to.
Except you just told that gentleman not to give us your name.
Yeah, because I don't have to give him my name.
Well, unfortunately, you're being super rude to us.
We didn't even get the order right. He asked for french fries. You can't
So I don't know if you caught that there at the end, but they were saying that they gave you an extra fry, and this guy was somehow mad about that either way.
Oh, I thought I heard mashed potatoes.
There was mashed potatoes.
There was mac and cheese at the end that we heard there for sure.
Wait, can we hear that ending again? Because now I'm tripping up. Because if mashed potatoes and extra french fries are, that's a totally different
Let's have a listen.
Experience.
Well, unfortunately, you're being super rude to us.
We didn't even get the order right. He asked for french fries. You gave me mac and cheese.
So that's what it was. He ordered french fries, and they gave him mac and cheese.
Okay.
So this has to be a chicken restaurant.
Okay.
Like a Popeyes.
Popeyes or a KFC.
KFC. Churches, maybe.
I don't know if churches has
fries. Here's our options. A, KFC. B, Popeyes. Or C, churches.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we can eliminate churches because, first off, I don't think they have fries.
No, they do.
Are you sure? Nobody's ordering fries at churches.
That is true.
And that guy would have beat that ass.
I think the game of odds, if anything.
It's KFC.
I was going to go KFC, too.
Because I think Popeyes, again, they're beating your ass.
Let's KFC our way to the Screaming Eagle of success.
No. No, it was the churches, guys.
No way.
Audrey was right. You talked her out of it, Mahoney. Boo. Boo.
I'd like to see the actual footage. I think that's a lie.
Okay.
Churches is underrated, actually.
Dude, those biscuits.
Is it?
Biscuits
better,
from
better
biscuits at churches than Popeyes.
Not 100.
Better than KFC?
Nah, I think better biscuits.
Yeah?
I think so. But he likes the honey that they give you at KFC. The honey and the butter.
It depends on the churches as well.
Of course. It's all fast.
All right, some redemption here. We still have two more to go. Let's see. Here's number two. This woman just simply wants a little respect.
I hope you know.
Right is right and wrong is wrong. Don't get nasty with me. I'm not a child. I'm 47 years old. Respect me. Respect me. Good. Why'd you fall from your mother's
ass? Okay.
Why'd you fall from your mother's ass?
Mm-hmm. Is that A, Subway, B, Taco Bell, C, McDonald's?
That feels like a Subway to
me. It does.
That feels instant Subway vibes.
Is it the echo in there?
Yeah, it's quiet.
Yeah, you guys are right. That's a Subway.
Anybody who's saying, you have to respect me, what you're doing is not respectable.
Well,
that's never happened once in America. Where somebody says, you got to respect me, where they're doing something respectable.
Also, that unanimous narrative from all of the olds where it's like, you need to be respecting your elders, but you're also massively disrespectful to everybody who you encounter.
Yep.
So, like, why do you expect respect
telling
if you're not dishing
somebody
it back?
To respect you is very similar to telling someone to calm down. Neither have ever worked in the history of all mankind.
I mean, again,
you get what you give.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally going to say in the wise words of the New Radicals.
And finally, here we go. This is the...
Do you think he's happy that those bucket hats are making a comeback?
The New Radicals guy?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that he's thrilled. Is he still alive?
I can't think of anybody else who I associate more with bucket hats.
I feel like Billy Corgan for a while there was kind of doing the bucket hat thing.
I thought that was just a moment in time, though. I just associate...
It was just an unfortunate moment in time.
Could you imagine Billy Corgan current day with hair?
Imagine if he just had flowing, long...
Like, Fabio locks?
Fabio or like Bob Ross, you know?
Ooh,
yeah.
Dude, that Bob Ross look on
good
a...
look.
That is a good look.
R.I.P.
Did you ever see that TikTok of Bob Ross where it's like he wasn't painting the same thing every day? He was painting you on a journey.
Yeah.
And then they like took all the paintings and they like put them together and it's like...
It's going along this beautiful like shoreline and it's like step by step.
I cried.
It's essentially
I
like
I just
a,
got goosebumps.
I cried.
I love Bob and
it's
he
like
got swindled.
Yeah, he did.
He got swindled.
Don't
buy anything Bob Ross right now because it goes to his enemies.
Yeah. And also that...
Oh, poor Bob. How did this get sad? We're supposed to be sitting here thinking about
that. We're doing well.
Yeah, okay. So
we just got that Subway.
You got one right, you got one wrong. It all comes down to this. We all love a manager who stands by their employees.
Yes.
We have a little bit of that going on.
Obviously, I'm trying to help you get your money. So watch who you're talking to. I don't know what world y'all think y'all live in. When y'all can talk to people like that, that's not how it works. It's respect.
No, you weren't.
Since I was sitting there watching you, disrespect my navigator. Don't do that, man.
Whoever they are.
Because at the end of the day, we didn't disrespect you, so don't do that.
I gave her a $2 tip,
too. $2! Oh, my God!
That manager's ready to go.
He said, don't you...
It's McDonald's.
He said, don't you disrespect my manager. He is an A1.
This is a dude who's climbing the ranks at McDonald's. He's a young buck. Uh-huh. He knows what's going on. I would bet $1.
Full of tea.
That's Let's McDonald's.
Okay. McDonald's.
Not even on the list, guys. Is that A, a Wingstop, B, a Domino's,
no.
C, a Long John Silver's?
I don't know.
It's got to be a Wingstop.
Take Long John Silver's off the list. Not, can we just eliminate
there's
it?
There's no way that's a manager from a Long John Silver's.
Long John is out.
Not even
out.
A chin. They don't even have managers at Long John Silver's.
It's just anarchy.
Everyone's just an employee.
It's a commune.
Do you know how to work a fryer? Casually? No? Okay.
Get
well, whatever.
It's fine. You're in charge.
I don't think that's a Domino's either.
I don't know, man, because I one time had a pizza that took almost 2 hours to make, and we called them, and it was Domino's, and he said, listen, we are so busy. It's me and Dan and the boys, and we're going to get this pizza. Legit, he said, Dan and the boys, and we're going to get you this pizza, but it's just going to take another 30 minutes. But I had so much confidence in him and Dan and the boys.
Did you get that pizza?
In another 30 minutes, I sure did.
So you think
2 hours and 30 minutes for a pizza.
I think he's too young to be a manager at a Domino's, so I got to go Wingstop. I got to go Wingstop.
It's the youth. Riders.
The youth.
I'm going to go Domino's.
For the win, only one of you is correct, and that would be Mahoney.
Aw,
right.
Dang.
That's right, baby.
Put all my faith in Dan and the boys.
You should have jumped off the train, Audrey.
I don't know.
That is a Wingstop in Jacksonville, Florida, and that manager has got your back.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So there are a number of police officers that are in a fair amount of trouble after there were some allegations of one particular patrol officer. Her name is Megan Hall of the Laverne Police Department. She's at the forefront of an investigation after it was revealed that she had engaged in an adult relationship
Happens.
With
a subordinate.
No, coworkers, but at
oh,
least
whoa, whoa. Whatever.
Four of them.
Whatever.
Fellow patrol officers, a guy named Juan, a detective named Seneca, a sergeant named Henry.
Well, what does this matter? People have sex with coworkers all the time.
But there's a caveat, Audrey.
Yeah, there is claims that they were doing it in the department gym while on duty. Megan, who is also married, is accused of revealing her boobs at a family Memorial Day boat party as well with a different patrol officer.
That should be, why is that included? Like, okay, it was Memorial Day, they were on the lake, she flashed.
No, because then the next step is Patrick and Megan went to the bathroom to have the adult relations there.
Again,
this is like
who cares?
Bottom that's, of that's, the barrel right now. Well, okay, so what did she, like, hurt someone in the process? Were going out on a drug rampage? I mean, we just talk about how we don't care about what you're doing if you are out here having an affair, whatever.
No. I don't think anybody has any. We have no problem. The boat stuff, I don't know why that's included. You're not working.
It's because it only added that they also went to the bathroom and hooked
who
up.
Who cares
it was
on
just
that?
Like another coworker type of thing.
But yeah.
That's why I think it's
the only issue with any of this is that they were doing it while they were on duty. You can't get the booty if you're on the duty.
Well, I feel like that's the exact opposite because they're just doing those late nights. You know?
Have you ever had the adult relations while at work?
No, because I'm usually always in relationships. Yeah. So like I'm not like calling up my boyfriends and be like, hey, let's have sex while I'm at work. Like, no, that's
let's just wait
so
till
silly.
I get home.
Yeah.
And we all know the only public employees who are on the taxpayer's dime who are allowed to slide down poles while they're on the job are firemen.
That's right.
That's right.
Although I do think that if you're a fireman, you should be able to get laid on duty because there's a lot of downtime. Like if you're a cop, I feel like there's a lot of stuff to do. Like you're always fairly busy. But if you're a fireman, there's a lot of downtime. You should be able to have
you get a lot of time off as a fireman, too. So you do it on your own time.
I feel like do you feel like cops are always like on the move?
Yeah. You don't?
No.
I mean, again, this
unless
is why
there's like something happening.
This is why I'm not a police officer, and I never could do any sort of public service because I'm a piece of garbage.
And you love to have sex on the job.
I would if I was in a uniform. I would
exploit the hell out of that.
It's damn straight.
You're like, you do want to get out of this ticket, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have some ideas.
No, don't say that. That's horrific.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No. That's very.
That's abuse of power.
Abuse
now, if you would have
power.
Said
and
this
would say,
chick would have done that. Yes, that's literal sexual assault. Hey, will you give me a whatever in exchange for a free pass?
No, the role playing. That's what it
yeah,
is.
That's
oh,
what it
role,
is.
Role play. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We're flipping it. Yeah. Yeah, it's role play.
Oh, those handcuffs are tight, are they?
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old... Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
after the tone. I've always wanted to get in an argument with somebody and then storm out. And then, like, come back in seconds later and start screaming, and one more thing! I've never had the opportunity, though.
Message deleted.
That is some of the most childish stuff I've ever heard in my entire life.
You've always wanted to have an argument and storm out and then come back in and one more thing. Who fantasizes about arguing? I hate conflict.
I haven't been in a hardcore argument in years. Like,
you can have a disagreement. It's different than an argument.
Way different. I mean, but yeah. You're,
and a
talking,
conversation
if you're talking
is
about
different
like
than all three.
Yelling, it's been probably 6-7 years. I can remember vividly the last one that I had, and I left. And like, I can't, I'm thinking of if, like, my wife and I, we have disagreements, but we don't argue or we don't fight. We don't yell at each other. It's just, that's just not, never how we've ever operated. Same way with Dave and I. We've like, literally, and
we've learned over the years, like, if we have a disagreement, we always solve it the same way. A dance off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Break dancing?
Break dancing.
Yeah, we bust out our pieces of cardboard that both of us always carry with us, and we just dance.
But if somebody's yelling at me, like if you and I were in a heated argument, like if we hated each other for some reason, and you just had had enough, and you just started to yell because you were upset at something, I would just leave. Like that's my default on things of that nature now.
And then would you come back and be like, and one more thing?
I would just leave and just be like, I'm okay, and then I'm going to block you on all forms of communication from here on out.
See, leaving a scenario isn't something that, you know, whenever people are like, you know, whenever you're so angry, just leave, take a breather, and then come back so that whenever you're more, when cooler heads will prevail.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. Like, I'm not a beat a conversation to death, but I am a person where if I'm going to bring up something, then it really matters for the conversation to be had. And I think that there's this weird thing where some people believe that if you have a difference, if you have an argument, it has to be with such anger attached to it. It's like you can have something that you need to talk about calmly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like that's a disagreement versus an argument, and I know we're probably splitting hairs there.
Sure, sure.
Because I feel like arguments get heated. Disagreements, you know, we have a difference of opinion on something. And
some people love the fight, though. There are some people who love to fight.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It just gets
that's
so
exhausting.
It gets so tiring. Dave and I both had coworkers in the past, and it's just I who live for that. And there's certain people who I would never back down from over the years. But like, I'm just like, I'm glad. That's like when we brought you onto the show and we got Jordan and Dave and I, when we first started the show, we're like, let's just not fight.
Let's just not work with these
guys. Let's have fun.
I saw something that
said. Same thing with relationships.
I saw something that someone said, though, that said, have you ever been in such a healthy relationship that you're like, man, just get mad at me one time?
No.
Just get mad. It gets boring. I heard someone say that the other day, because there are people who just fiend for, just think about all your friends
so
who go
toxic
for the crazy hot scale, though.
Yeah, but normally it's because, okay, they're super hot, and then you just end up finding out they're crazy, and then you deal with it sort of thing, because they're hot enough.
Or that also goes for dudes, too. Dudes
for
can
sure.
Be nutso.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. But then there's, like, if you're actively seeking out
conflict
and conflict, like, that's toxic, man.
You got problems. There's deep-seated issues. You need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
For real.
And you come back into the room and say, and one more thing. That's the time. That's a little much.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What up, guys? I finally have a thing for when you say people suggest shows or movies to watch that have bad suggestions. Yeah, mine right now is Mahoney for that Hubie Halloween. I watched it this past Halloween. I don't know how I got through it. Oh, yeah. I was high. That's how. But it was so dumb. Oh, my God.
Message deleted. But,
okay, Hubie Halloween, for those who don't know, came out, I believe, in 2020. It was Halloween of 2020 with Adam Sandler on Netflix. It's supposed to be dumb. Like, go into it not thinking that you're going to see
an Academy
Lawrence
Award
of
winning.
Arabia. Yeah. You're going in watching an Adam Sandler Halloween movie.
Featuring Shaq. Isn't Shaq in it?
Spoiler.
Oh,
that is spoiler. A spoiler. That is a spoiler.
Oh no!
I feel like we're gonna get the
Hubie Halloweeners are gonna come after us.
The Hubie Halloweeners.
There's something to be said about setting proper expectations. I watched, what was it, the other Adam Sandler movie with him and Jennifer Aniston, like Murder Mystery? Or
that
whatever,
is actually a good movie. I was surprised.
But my expectations were, I'm going to see an Adam Sandler movie,
featuring Jennifer Aniston, who is like good to look at.
And it was phenomenal. But like, if you go into something thinking this is
phenomenal,
I thought it was phenomenal.
I like that this guy waited 3 months. It took him a full quarter to get his courage
to convince himself
to tell you that, hey man, like I watched it last Halloween, but I didn't enjoy it.
When people ask about the show or ask about anything, it's like I try to moderate your expectations, because if you oversell something and it's good, but it's not great or phenomenal,
right,
then they're going to be disappointed. So I feel like doing that for yourself. So sometimes reading, I like to not read reviews about movies or stuff like that, just because I don't want somebody else's, the critic's influence on me on something that I think I might like.
So same exact thing for me. And Dave, I don't know if you're like this as well, because usually whenever I am suggested something, I don't latch onto it first. What I've been doing recently is, how long is it living on the top 10 or on the most popular videos or movies or shows? If it lasts a while, then that means it's good. If it lasts just for like a week, that means it was a Netflix or Hulu or HBO push.
So I feel like you're onto something here. I don't necessarily take the algorithm and use that, but I definitely have a friend ranking when it comes to how seriously I'll take recommendations. Because I have some friends that recommend a lot of really stupid stuff. But then I have a handful of friends that we're just on the same wavelength with stuff that we're going to like. And so I know that if, you know, like our friend Tom, if he recommends something to me, it almost is always good, because
you guys like the same thing.
Yeah, we're just synced.
Interesting. I've suggested a show to you and you have not watched it.
But
which is one of the top best shows.
Yes,
I suggested that to you.
And I watched it literally in a month.
You can't suggest
maybe
shows
one of the best shows of all time
25 years ago.
Yeah, you can.
So if you had never seen The Sopranos.
Have you ever heard of Breaking Bad? It's really good.
I watched Breaking Bad. It was like 5 years ago.
But also, you
finished.
Can rewatch that because it's one of the best shows of all time.
I highly recommend rewatching Breaking
Bad.
I
don't rewatch stuff. Never.
Dude, well, with shows, it's kind of hard because you're so in the moment and
Sopranos,
you're kind of going through
rewatching
it.
The Sopranos was good, too. There's a couple. I mean, those all-time classics. I actually maybe will rewatch The Wire.
Ooh, I think you should.
Because it's so good. I mean,
but there are certain seasons you could skip.
Last two. Yeah.
Our friend Tom, who is listening along this morning, said, "Hey, Dave, watch The Wire. Love, Tom."
There you go.
It's one of his favorites, too. He told me.
You know what? You know, I hadn't really thought much about watching The Wire, but now that you recommend it, Tom, I think I will.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, guys. If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you would buy and why? Thanks.
Message deleted.
First thing I would buy is a large boat, take my shirt off, and invite you aboard.
You already have a boat. Queen. Want a bigger one?
A larger boat. A boat with a bed.
A dual floor bed and a
slide off the back.
Dude, you meet a dude who has a boat with a bed on it.
He is going to kill you.
Are you going to make sweet
love?
Or
sweet love, and then he'll kill you.
It's motion with the ocean, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I feel like you and Mary would be able to go off into the sunset and drink your blueberry wine coolers off the boat.
Can you imagine?
You guys would both be littering. You'd totally throw your...
If you drink a blueberry wine cooler
on a
boat...
You're a litterer.
You're definitely a litterer. You're the sort 100%. Of person who's throwing that Bartles and James bottle into the lake.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
A fish, a lifestyle, and a haircut.
Haircut.
This is Mullet Over with Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, you very famously didn't rock a full-on mullet, but you definitely had a rat tail back in the day. I wish I wanted a rat tail. My parents wouldn't allow it. But we all have an affinity for the mullet. I like the OG mullet, the guys that never change. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been rocking the mullet all the way through, the uncool period.
Yeah, not the mullet hipsters that we have today. The people who live the mullet, who haven't just merely adopted the mullet.
Live and die by the mullet.
That's right.
So you guys trying to figure out which one of these individuals has the mullet. If you are listening along today and you want to play along, you can feel free to call or text us anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY. Also, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. So the first one here, Mahoney, is, do you know of this man's drunk tale? Let's have a listen.
Yeah, you know, I had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Yeah, it was just me, my horsey, quart of beer, usually. He'd ride across the land, kick up the sand. Sheriff's posse was on my tail because I was in demand.
That sounds like a northern man.
Sounds like a Canadian, Wisconsin,
maybe Minnesotan.
Had a lot of drinks. Obviously, a big fan of the Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm. As somebody that grew up in Minnesota, I can tell you a lot of mullets.
Are there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This gentleman
is in lieu of a scarf?
It is a good neck warmer.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I lean more towards just shorter hair on this gentleman. I mean, because the Beastie Boys and mullets don't really have the Venn diagram.
Not a lot of crossover.
The crossover's not a lot there, so that's right. What's throwing me. The drunkenness, definitely, but the Beasties, I'm leaning towards no.
You think that the mullet does not cross over into the Beastie realm?
Not a lot.
Not really.
Maybe more so now, ironically, but this gentleman's older, so I don't think he's doing it ironically.
Okay, here we go on to number two. We are getting a bit of a lesson here of the things that you should and you should not F with in life.
Two things in this world I don't F with. That's the DOTs and condoms. Three things I do F with. Trucking, F***ing, and cold beer.
That man's got a mullet, and I love him. I love this guy.
He doesn't mess with
condoms.
The DOT, is that the Department of Transportation? Is that what he's talking about?
He's a trucker.
Yeah. Oh, so it must be the DOT. Yeah.
Two things in this world I don't f*** with. That's the DOTs and condoms. Woo! Three things I do f*** with. Trucking, f***ing, and cold beer.
I love it.
Leaning towards
that kiss for you, friend.
Leaning towards mullet on this one.
Oh,
I mean, this may
gosh.
Be too obvious, but I mean, this is my spidey senses are tingling.
I love him.
Third and final one.
If you love him, you are going to end up with a bunch of children.
Ain't no condoms, and he likes doing something else.
Yep,
rhymes with trucking. Here we go. Third and final one. When something is great, you might call it a knee slapper. In this case, it's a belly slapper.
Hey, get down the field, you get on the floor, kick off shoes, dumb awful. Then catch your mother's light, look at that kind of night.
That's not a joke. That man was putting down some fire beats
that's
on that
right.
belly.
Was that Cotton
Eye
Joe?
No, it wasn't. It is, hang on, play it one more time.
Hey, get down the field, you get on the floor, kick off shoes, dumb awful.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to get it before this segment is over.
I think he has long hair, but I don't think he has a mullet.
Okay, it's time to decide here.
I'm going number two.
You're going number two?
I'm going
number two, too.
Number two.
Both of you are so right.
Sniff it out. We got. Tell us about what was the first guy?
The first guy who was very drunk. You're right.
Beastie Boys.
He kind of looks
and maybe Canadian.
He sort of looks like a young Howard Stern, doesn't he?
Oh, kind of like some dollar store Kurt Cobain vibes as well.
Yeah, dollar store.
Like
Stern,
if Kurt Cobain and Stern had a weird baby, this would be that guy.
Yeah, sans all of the talent. There you go.
Yeah.
Number two, the gentleman that
with the mullet.
I mean, then this is a
mullet. Yeah.
It is short on the top. I'm talking like almost cop haircut on the top.
It's got the wave.
It is a Kentucky
waterfall. It's got a little spike
waterfall.
In the front too.
Yeah,
this is
does.
True that business is, in the front, party in the back. That is just,
and
I
he
mean,
moosed all of it.
Yeah, he did. Just you know, it's crunchy. You know, it's the consistency of ramen, of dry ramen.
It's the county crunch, is what we used to call it back in the day.
Grab that little stainless steel sponge by the edge of your sink. Mm. You know, the one that's when it's dry and it just every last bit.
Audrey may be pregnant right now,
and here's our and here's our belly slapper.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. That's right, living his best life.
Mm-hmm.
Good
well
job,
done, guys.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney. This is Dave and Mahoney.
So I've had the exceptionally good fortune of a whole bunch of unexpected car repair bills this month. Yay! Isn't that great?
I feel like your cars, both, you and your wives, cars are always in the shop.
It seems
over
like
the last
it,
6 months,
it?
No, truly.
They're both relatively new cars. Like, I'm just, both of them have less than 65,000 miles on them. I'm just like, why?
No, it's a curse upon our show. Somebody has cursed our cars.
Is it Mary? It was Mary.
It may be Mary.
She did curses.
Dave, because you remember, I had my alternator went out in my car, and then my wife had two flat tires and had to get something else. And I had to replace all of her tires
it's been since
on her
May.
Car. And then your wife's, Audrey's next.
No, you haven't even mentioned any of my car accidents.
Well, you've been running into garages and stuff.
Okay,
that's
but it's still damage.
Than, well, yeah.
It's still car woes. And also, I had to get two new tires.
Whoa.
Tires are expensive, man.
So you've had something, there's something really weird going on with my wife's car, though. So, like, the back shocks are just kind of, like, shot. I think.
Yeah.
And that may be from towing the boat. Maybe. I don't know. Either way.
It's not like the boat's fault.
When you go over a speed bump, like, you feel it.
Yeah, like in your ass?
Yeah, like the whole car.
Yeah.
But that's not
like the hydraulics are messed up.
Yeah, like those are going to have to be fixed. So we made an appointment to take the car in tomorrow, which let's just get it done. Got to figure it out. Like, that's something that absolutely needs to be fixed. But there's something weirder going on where her, like, the actual screen in the car that controls the radio and everything else, it'll just freak out, and, like, the touchscreen won't work half the time.
Oh, well, that's an electrical easy fix, hopefully.
No, electrical problems are a bitch to fix
but
in cars.
So it also does this thing where sometimes it just won't start, but if you pop the hood and you just, like, jiggle the wire, it'll work, and you're like, it's not that it's loose, because it's fully on there as tight as can be, but you have to jiggle it.
Maybe it just wants a little tug.
Maybe it just wants a little love.
Maybe it just needs a head.
Then the weirdest thing of all happened yesterday. My wife calls me and she goes, okay, now things, it's gotten to the point where we can't ignore it anymore and just keep putting it off. She's like, the windows are starting to roll down on their own.
Dude, you're having electrical fry.
It's your wife's car's haunted. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
You got a ghost in that car.
Can I claim insurance on a ghost?
I hope so.
An unruly ghost that's just rolling down the windows in the rain?
Have you checked to see if her car is a lemon?
Well, it seems to be.
Or, like, have you checked to see or if there is a recall?
No, there's no recalls on it right now. That's...
Have you checked?
Yeah.
Because we have a buddy of ours who had a recall on his car like 12 years later after the car had been on
My car has a recall on it right now for the airbag.
Take it in. What are you doing?
Eh.
You can get a whole new car.
No, you can't. They're just going to replace the
Crusty Andy
thing.
Said it's Patrick Swayze.
Why would Patrick Swayze be haunting your wife's car?
There was ever a ghost. She recently got into pottery.
Is into pottery all of a sudden. Yeah,
that's right.
And Whoopi Goldberg. It's weird.
That is a little weird. Is there a thing, because I know I used to do this, and I did this last time with my car, like, you know something's wrong with it, and I knew that there was something wrong with my car when the alternator was going bad. I didn't know it was the alternator at the time, but I'm like, maybe it'll fix itself.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I just hit a bump or something, and it'll, like, get it back into place, kind of like we hope our bodies fix themselves.
You know what created this mentality? It was us with Nintendos when we were kids, where you just could walk over and you just smack it, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we cool.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
When it's raining outside, do you guys pay attention to how fast the rain is falling and how fast your windshield wipers are going? Or are you the one driving down the road 10 minutes after the rain stopped and your windshield wipers are still going as if it were raining? Cats and dogs.
Message deleted.
I find myself getting very upset with my little automatic windshield wiper thing. Because do you have that in your car where you have it set to a thing and then when it starts to rain, it senses it?
No, mine doesn't have
it. It just doesn't work right. It's like it's either not, it's going too much or it's not going enough.
Stupid expensive to fix, too, when it breaks.
Yeah.
No, I don't have that. I am constantly on the, like, constantly adjusting the speed to get it perfect for the windshield wipers.
Because if not, it goes.
Yeah, you don't want that, like, dry drag.
Dry drag.
I thought you were a dry guy.
I am.
But not in this case.
Now, the dry drag, when you've got your, as the caller said, when you got your windshield wiper set to, like, panic mode, as I like to call it.
Speaking of panic mode, people who drive in the rain whenever it doesn't really rain too often in your area, or if you just haven't had rain in a minute, and it's like you kind of tried to remember what it's like driving in the rain, just a word of, I don't know, encouragement. You can continue to go the speed limit. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go under.
You don't have to jam the
brakes.
And
if anything, that is more unsafe.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. You know, because especially when you're on the freeway or on an interstate and you're going really 40. Slow and you're especially in an emerging lane and you're kind of, I don't know. It's just, I have witnessed that a lot recently just because we're getting rain kind of a lot across the country and in some areas that have been predominantly dry majority of the time. And it's like you always get those people who are so scared of the roads that it makes everyone else fearful around them because they are so scared.
Yeah, the only thing that really scares me about driving in the rain is when you're driving in the rain and your windshield wipers are on high and it won't keep up and you still can't see.
Sure.
Like, dang, man. Like,
or
this
it's
is wild.
Foggy too.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that.
What are you supposed to set your... Is it cold air or hot air whenever you have the internal fog in your car?
Cold air.
It's not, because I did cold air the other day and it made it worse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I guess it depends on how cold it is outside.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So I was like, is it cold? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it hot? And then sometimes the heat will make...
Roll down your window.
We'll do like a little extra fog down at the bottom after it's already defogged on the inside of your car. I was like, what is happening?
It's a pretty simple hack. So what you do is you take your cruise control and you set it to 100 miles an hour.
Okay.
And then you let Jesus take the wheel.
You know what?
Mm-hmm. And then everything will be fine.
I have let Jesus take the wheel a couple times. When I was like, doing my mascara.
Is that when you got your DUI?
Please leave a message.
Actually, no. Let's talk about that for a second. Okay? Because the cop said, say your alphabet backwards.
And you did.
I did. And he said, say it from R. Who in this room can do the alphabet backwards from R?
I can't do the alphabet backwards from the beginning. I have to start at the beginning.
Z-Y-X-W-V-U-T-S-R.
Q.
Q.
P.
P. O.
M. N.
L. Wait, no. M.
N. N.
N. M. L. Okay.
Audrey, can you please demonstrate for the class your phenomenal ability to say the alphabet backwards in a fast manner?
Absolutely, but I would like to preface with this. I actually know this because I had a very foul, very mean substitute teacher who would come in third or fourth grade, can't remember. Mm-hmm. Her name was literally Miss Moody. She would come in and she would say, if you got in trouble for talking in class, I'm going to make you do one arm push-ups as long as it takes you to say the alphabet backwards. So in my head, I said, if I can learn how to say the alphabet backwards super fast, I won't even have to do a one arm push-up. And I knew I was going to talk. I knew I was going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to try and figure out the way to make my punishment as easy as possible.
Okay, so let me just see if I can find some appropriate music here for you to do the alphabet backwards. All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Z, what is your music?
No, you get killed. Just
Z-Y-X-W-V-U-T-S-R-Q-P.
Start over. Kill that kid. Come on, man.
Z-Y-X-W-V-U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M-L-K-J-I-H-D-F-E-D-C-B-A.
See? That helped.
Rody music. That freaked me out for a second. I got sweaty. I felt like I was chasing a pig.
That's the fact that you can do that in under like 5 seconds.
The officer
wild.
Did not think it was funny.
It's not funny. It's impressive.
I was like, would you like me to hop on one leg and touch my nose at the same time?
Depending on the state that you're in.
Principal.
And depending on the state you're in, you don't have to take a field sobriety test.
Well, I denied everything. And then I...
Just call a lawyer.
Well, you know what? They also... Well, this is a different conversation, but they said, you're going to be in here for another 24 hours if you don't confess.
Stay in there.
I was terrified and hungry.
So you confessed?
And hungover. Just kidding.
So I just learned what dry drowning is, and now I don't think I'll ever not be scared.
Message deleted.
Wait, how are you going to tell us what the hell is dry drowning?
You never heard of this?
We're supposed to look it up?
Is this some kid baby thing?
Oh, well, I mean, kids are affected by it, and it tends to be, I think, mostly affecting children. So what happens is essentially if you go swimming, let's say you go swimming in a pool, and kids don't really understand, I'm not supposed to breathe underwater.
Yeah.
And so if you inhale a bunch of water, but you're fine, you're still just going about your day. It's not like you drown or anything like that. But then all of that water is in your lungs.
That's how you get pneumonia.
After the fact, if you just get laid down in your crib or whatever, you go to sleep, you can dry drown where you're not actually in the water, but you still drown because you've sucked all that water in. So
how many cases a year out there are that?
It's very, very, very rare. But still, it's the sort of thing as a parent, you're terrified of because it's just one more thing to be worried about.
Well, but I mean, I see those videos all the time I know it's a legitimate practice, but I see the parents who take their kids into those swimming lessons and they just chunk their kid into the water
baby
and they
float.
Just know how to go back up.
Yeah, the babies float.
You know the videos I'm talking about,
exactly
right?
What you're talking about.
And it's like and you blow in their face and just dunk them under the water. It's obviously a far better practice than how I'm describing it. But as the third party witness to what's happening with
it's
just
terrifying,
a video,
right?
it looks scary.
It teaches the kids essentially how to float if they do fall into a body of water so they just don't sink to the bottom.
Which is important.
Which if you have a pool or you're by a lake or something like that, you want your kids to.
You grew up on a lake. I went most summers down at the Lake of the Ozarks. Like, you got thrown into the pool like at a young age.
Yeah,
I mean, like, before I have memories, there's pictures of me getting tossed into the pool learning how to swim.
It's true, yeah. I mean, it's trial by fire. I used to have two more siblings.
Dave.
I know. They're somewhere in the lake.
Please leave a message after the tone.
There's nothing like wearing rental ski boots, ice skates, or bowling shoes to help you appreciate how comfortable your own shoes are when you put them back on.
Message deleted.
Or just how foul it is that to do rental shoes.
I mean, the fact that the bowling alley just takes a bottle of that aerosol, whatever it is, it goes, pfft, pfft, all right,
that doesn't
good
bother
for the next
me.
Person.
Like, for whatever reason, the bowling shoes, wearing bowling shoes never bothers me. That doesn't gross me out. I mean, the skates and the snow boots, because you know, traditionally your feet are sweating or
sweaty,
they get hot.
Active.
And
yeah.
So those are way stinkier and way grosser to me than bowling shoes, because who's out here sweating in bowling shoes? Nobody. You maybe get drunk, but you're not like breaking a real sweat from the movement.
Can you imagine if you were just on a first date or something, you went bowling and you didn't realize just how physically exerting it was going to be, and you're sweating your ass off.
I only got about 3 games in me before my fingers start to tire. But
you got to work on that finger strength, man.
It's my ring finger.
Oh, no. Is it?
Yeah.
That's the one. This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Okay, so I have got a bit of a quarrel with Mahoney and producer Pajamas. And I would like to just address it right now. And Audrey, I would like your totally unbiased opinion on this as well.
All right, I'm here.
So Mahoney was in producer Pajama's studio this morning, and you were helping him set up his lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, and I don't know if you also noticed this, Audrey, mm-hmm. that Mahoney's pants were falling down. Now,
okay.
Mahoney and producer Jordan have both been on this whole no belt kick. And they actually have lambasted me for wearing a belt because you should just, quote, get pants that fit. You were in that studio, and your pants were hanging off your ass. Your boxers were all bunched up and coming out of the top.
Because I was bent over under the desk.
No, you were standing up, and it was happening.
Because I was bent out under the desk originally,
so
and
you're
got
saying
my
that
pants in an awkward position.
Everything's fine unless you move
unless
in
I'm
pants.
If I'm in an unnatural position, like on all fours crawling under a desk.
That's a totally natural position for some.
Well, not for me.
Some of us that are generous lovers.
Uh-huh. So what's your quarrel here?
Is it belt via anti-belt? How dare you come at me for wearing a belt when you are clearly a disheveled mess? Now, producer Pajamas, don't think that you're off the hook either, because you were in here the other day and you were helping to hook up some lights. You know, we got the new studio pretty much set up now, but there was a point where it was still in disarray, and producer Pajamas, very helpful. But you were in here the other day and you were helping to hook up some lights. I don't mean to be too personal here, but I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you wear underwear?
Yeah, I do.
Do you always wear underwear?
Yes.
Because I saw your whole ass the other day when you were in here.
This is harassment.
This is literally harassment.
How did you see his butt?
He was bent. It was just nothing but crack. I was like, what
so
is happening?
So maybe they were just like along with the lining of the jean.
Okay, so,
they
again, a way to avoid showing your whole ass to your coworkers would be, and this is new, it's called a belt. It's a new invention. It holds your pants right up.
Okay, so what are you asking me, a third party in this scenario?
I'm asking, did you see Mahoney with his bunched up boxers sticking out the top of his pants?
I saw Mahoney, because that would happen today.
Yeah.
And it was when I was looking to the left, and he was doing some lighting over here.
Yeah.
But I'd never seen Jordan's.
You've never seen Jordan's whole ass.
But because he's also in a whole different studio, right.
It's not my whole ass. It's my boxers.
It's his boxers.
No, your boxers.
My boxers ride high.
Okay, how high do you, up to the nips?
Belly button sometimes.
A belly button? Okay, that's a
depends.
Good spot. Yeah.
They're generous. They're the armachillos from the Duluth Trading Company, which should sponsor me and the show, but they don't.
So what I think should happen right now is I need a platform from each of you. Why, Dave, are you pro belt?
Well, because you'll never see my whole ass hanging out or my bunched up boxers because I had to move in a direction that I don't normally move. Belts are very efficient.
I'm in between weights right now. That's one of the things. And
so
I'm also
a belt
wearing
would be very, no, very helpful. We could get you, as you were saying yesterday.
I am wearing a belt today.
A braided belt.
So your argument.
You're not wearing a belt. That's not.
He's wearing a belt.
That you're wearing a belt and that happened? You need to tighten your belt.
No, I'm not tightening my belt. My problem with this. So these jeans that I'm wearing, they're called Muggsy jeans.
You are all in disarray right now, Dave. He just bamboozled you.
No, you're just a bad belt wearer. That's what's going on here.
But the problem with these Muggsy jeans, and especially if you're a little bit fat and you got a gut like I do, it pushes it out and they get a little bit too loose until you wash them. Again,
you don't wash your jeans
and
every
I'm
time.
In between weights, so I'm wearing my Muggsy jeans because they're stretchier.
Are these
and,
the?
But I don't wear jeans. I don't wear a belt when I'm wearing my like Levi's that don't stretch as much. Because why wear a belt when I can wear pants that fit, and I don't have to have the uncomfortableness of a belt that goes along with it?
Okay, here's my thought. because my boyfriend, whenever he's doing things or whatever, his pants come down a little bit too. And it actually drives me nuts, this thing.
Yeah.
If men just pulled their pants to where they're supposed to hit their hips, because I know that a lot of times the length of jeans is different, or like whenever they start to stretch out a little bit, they'll start to sag or whatever. So then wear a belt. But also a lot of guys and women too, I feel like we don't know where it's supposed to hit proper on our hips.
Where does the belt, where's it supposed to go?
Is your boyfriend sagging? Like, what are you talking about? Like, is he
no,
wearing
but
my
we're having
ass?
The argument of, just like with Mahoney, how he was doing things and it was starting to sag a little bit.
So
down
the same
his
thing
pit.
Happens to, does he wear, he doesn't wear a belt?
He no, does? He does not. Well, it depends, but not
the,
always.
Am I the only person that wears a belt?
Belts are uncomfortable.
So, but
belts
like,
are not uncomfortable.
I feel like I should bring back suspenders.
But I think that a lot of people don't know where your jeans are supposed to hit on your body.
But where
do you put them?
I don't
them?
Know. Like, is it supposed to be like your belly button?
So I know a lot of guys, though, say if you have like a belly, you want to do it under your belly, because how uncomfortable is it to put it on top of your belly?
They don't ride on top of my belly because
exactly.
There's a big hump there.
So that's
Ned
that's
says,
normal.
Jordan, you said that my jeans sit right below my hips. What do you,
yeah, so like I'm feeling right now, my right hip comes up a little bit.
Do you have two star tattoos on the inside of your... Oh, God.
Mine's right
no, but,
on, mine's
Jordan's
on my gut because I'm
Jordan's
fat right
a slim
now.
Guy.
Do
so
you have
that's
a belly
not,
button ring? Like, let me see.
All right.
No, but I mean, like, no, so here, show...
Oh, no, I mean, that's
hang
that's,
on, come for like, face forward, not to be awkward, but no, pull them back up. You can cover your happy trail. There you go.
No.
No, okay, so that's kind of that's kind of where your legs start and end at your hip bone. Your hip bone's right here, so that makes sense.
But
yes.
They shouldn't be up where you're touching or on the top of, like, where the
no,
the
they
V
should
starts.
Not. They yeah. should not be there, but also that's just where, you're also 6'9", so who knows where your pants are supposed to start
but,
and stop.
I
don't even know how you find
but
pants
the, but the problem
as tall
is that they do slide down sometimes when they're,
they do.
When you're especially, like, if you've got a gut.
And true cotton and denim stretches. That's like one of the things when I was working out the buckle, they would tell you is that you have to be prepared for your denim to stretch because it is going to stretch, yeah. And it will, like, the elasticity in the jeans, if you're buying true denim, will they just don't last like that.
But so one of the things they don't tell you that only fat guys know about, Jordan, you're probably the thinnest out of the dudes here,
yes,
I would say.
Definitely.
And I don't think Dave's quite hit the level of fat where his boxer briefs, the elastic band will roll over. Have you hit that level of fat yet?
No, not yet. So
you know, because you're
striving for it.
Well, that's when you know there's a problem, because that when you hit
because the belly goes, it makes it tuck
it
down.
It pushes it over. So that's why I roll mine up, so my boxers will ride higher, closer to the
hold on.
Like,
so you
my
got,
waist.
You got your boxers up over your belly, and then you
so
got
they don't
your...
roll, because when they roll, it becomes
it rolls down.
It becomes
buddy.
Yeah, no, that's a thing.
That's
this is a real thing.
I feel like a lot of guys. I don't know. I feel like that's a common thing. Like for you to not want to have your pants up, obviously, over your belly.
No, yeah. But like I just wouldn't like tuck the belly in either.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, but then where? So then you're automatically going to be seen as sagging because that's not where your proper hips
but
are.
But if you're
see
wearing,
what I mean?
If yeah. your boxers are that low, they roll over, and then it's a little edge.
And then that's where you got the booty crack. Whenever yeah. a booty crack
so
sticks
like,
out, because it's all
Denise said
sagging.
She wants to see that Tootsie Roll.
Mm-hmm. Well, my wife doesn't. She thinks I'm going to have a heart attack. So,
you're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So Pamela Anderson had that, I don't know if you want to call it like a documentary, but the story of Pam and Tommy that was released on Hulu, but it was without her permission.
Yeah,
so
that's
now
more
she
of a,
is,
just a fictionalization of their lives.
But it was supposedly
based on something that was true.
With,
she did not like it.
She
didn't like
it. Based on a true story.
Because it was, you know, it was told from somebody else's perspective. Yeah. And so she said that she is now taking control of the narrative, and she is rolling out her own documentary that is going to be on Netflix.
I don't care what people think, because it's the only choice I had. If I cared what people think, I wouldn't be here. Some men think, oh, she's the Playboy thing or the sexual person. And they hate you for being something else.
Maybe it's her favorite thing in the world is falling in love.
I love you.
And loves the idea of falling out of love, too.
One man can't do it all.
So Pamela Anderson's documentary is going to premiere on January 31st on Netflix. And I would say my interest level in it is...
Moderate?
Mid.
Mine's
yeah.
moderate.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, I mean, I'm curious.
Reviews. Yeah.
Who was that dope from, was it WikiLeaks, that she was...
Julian Assange.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's the thing that, like, I'm supporting her pretty much, you know, like, but that, like, that got real weird for me.
Anytime that any celebrity gets super involved in something that's kind of hyper political, you're sort of like, just stop.
Yeah, that's when you kind of lose it for me. But yeah. I'm kind of interested. If it gets good reviews, I'm sure Audrey will probably watch it.
I mean, it was just such an iconic. She is just so iconic.
Yeah.
Tommy
yeah.
Lee, that whole boat.
That was the first sex tape, wasn't it?
Like, but theirs was done differently tape? Than everybody else's because that one was stolen.
Yeah,
and they did monetize it, but yeah. That was after it was already out.
What do you do? At that point, might as well just capitalize on it if it's already been an issue, you know? So, I don't know, man. Like, I think it was just such an iconic time of pop culture. She is just such a treasure. I mean, everybody in the world knows who Pamela Anderson is. And if you don't know her specifically by name, you know exactly who she is when you look at her. Yeah. So, I mean, I think I'd be interested to watch it. I just, it's just so heartbreaking just to see somebody who had something happen to them without their consent. And, yeah. you know, yeah. this is just where we're
that's
at because
the, that's
of it.
The one that's different. I mean, that yeah. is the one that is different because, yeah. I mean, you can't put the
Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, all that
those
stuff.
Different. Yep,
yep. They wanted it from the jump. They figured it out how to make it seem
it
like they didn't
well
want
for
it,
them, yeah.
and it worked out great.
They used Pam Anderson's unfortunate formula.
Yeah, that's hers, exactly. She didn't get to choose. Yeah. That's the bad part.
So some big news coming out of the wrestling world, Mahoney. I know that you're a big WWE fan, or more so than certainly anyone else in the room. Yeah. Interesting news that
what
Stephanie.
Do you mean? I'm big into WWE.
Are you? Who's your favorite?
I like yeah, brother. What's his name?
Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, she sure does. Okay.
yeah, okay. brother.
So there's
a lot of stuff going
on
in the world.
Stephanie McMahon has resigned.
Week,
yes,
yeah, last week they announced that Vince McMahon was going to be coming back.
Because he got pushed out because of all of the...
There was talk that he used company funds, which is a publicly traded company, to pay off possible...
Hush money for people that were accusing him of improprieties.
And a couple other people there. So that's why he stepped away, but he's stepping back.
He's stepping back as the executive chairman, and his daughter, Stephanie, is leaving as the co-CEO of the company.
And there's rumors that are swirling around that this is because there is a sale that is imminent, that WWE will be taken private again, and this time
owned wholly by the Saudi government.
Which, yes, I think this is super problematic for women's wrestling. I think that this is a monstrous step back for them. I'm glad that the AEW's around. It's not the answer. It's not the, you know, the wrestling business is a dirty business, yeah. start to finish. And I feel for a lot of the athletes and entertainers who are in there. I grew up watching wrestling, so I have an affinity for it. But like the more you learn about the business, the worse it gets. But the Saudi government possibly owning the WWE, if that sale goes through, I will never consume their product ever again. I'm just done.
The fact that the Saudi government owns potentially in the not too distant future, the WWE, they've got the Live Golf thing going on with yep. all of these high profile golfers, and they have a huge chunk of Live Nation as well, which is essentially
every concert in the world, every venue
that yeah. you go to.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's their government trying to buy influence here in the United States. Yeah. And how do you get influence in the U.S.? You court their entertainers.
Yep. Man, we're sellouts.
I mean, that's what we've done. But I mean, I just knowing all of this, it will be done for me. And so we don't know why Stephanie McMahon stepped away. It could be to help facilitate the sale. It could be in protest. We don't know, and we probably will never know the exact reason unless she comes on the record and says. But yeah, it's just I feel for the athletes, and I especially feel for the women wrestlers out there who have put so much work into, you know, taking that sport and their participation into it to a whole new level.
So I think you'll appreciate this, Audrey, considering what a fan you were of Titanic back in the day. But mm-hmm. Kate Winslet, a treasure, right?
She is.
And she was out doing a press tour for Avatar, The Way of Water, because she's featured in that film. And there was a couple of memorable moments from when she was out doing, you know, the press circuit and everything else. But the one that's gone viral is there was this interviewer who I guess was a first-time interviewer and super nervous to be interviewing Kate Winslet. And Kate Winslet It's Kate Winslet. It's a big deal.
And if you're a fan, too.
Yeah.
But who gave this first-time interviewer Kate Winslet?
Sometimes you have to. You just start.
Sink or swim.
Yeah.
And it was a very big moment for this interviewer. You can tell terrified of just the situation. And Kate Winslet, just a total boss, helped the young interviewer through the process. And that's what's gone viral.
It's my first time.
This is your first time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, guess what? When we do this interview,
yeah,
it's going to be the most amazing interview ever.
Okay.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because we've decided that it is going to be. So we've decided right now, me and you,
yeah,
this is going to be a really fantastic interview.
Okay.
And you can ask me anything that you want, and you don't have to be scared. Everything's going to be amazing.
Okay.
Okay, you've got this.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
No, well, because it was a kid. Yeah. I was like, who's giving a interviewer their first interview as Kate Winslet? But what if she's like nine, of course? That's a very cute,
cute
moment.
Man.
Very
like,
sweet moment. Yeah.
Love that.
You know what? I mean, for Kate just to kind of take her under her wing like that, I wouldn't have expected anything different.
Was it the mayor of Easton? That was a limited series, right? There's not going
to
be another.
No, but that was very well done.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that were well done, the Golden Globes took place, and here are some of the winners. This is not going to surprise you. Yellowstone won a bunch of awards. Mm-hmm. Kevin Costner actually picked up best lead actor in television drama. Euphoria won. Best performance in the limited series was Evan Peters from Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Hard to argue with that. Best television series drama, House of the Dragon.
I was surprised by that, but...
Limited series went to White Lotus. Totally deserved.
White Lotus was deserved. I was bummed that Severance kind of got iced out. Adam Scott and Severance, I don't think they took home any of the major awards.
Abbott Elementary?
I've watched a couple episodes of that.
Won a ton of awards.
My wife, you know, is in education, and so she... it's hard. It's like cringe watching, kind of. Even though the show's so well done, it's just like, man, this is just too real sometimes. I can't watch
too spot on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now the voicemail.
Hello. I listen to you. My name's Olivia, and the mullet segment cracks me up. I'm a 31-year-old queer who works in the fashion industry with a raging mullet. I feel like you're missing a whole sector of us with these mullets. Anyway, love it. Love the mullet show. Thanks.
Message deleted.
Okay, but I've got a question. So on TikTok, I always see like something called the wolf cut. And I feel like the wolf cut, especially in the LGBTQ community, is like huge right now. So I would love to know, 833-YO-DUMMY, what is the difference between the mullet and the wolf cut for the community? Because
I'm looking at, I don't know if this, I just Googled wolf cut haircut, and that doesn't, that's
well,
not,
because that's Billie Eilish.
Yeah, but there's a couple other ones in there, but that's not, that's...
It's the one on the left.
There's too much business in the front.
That one.
Yeah, there's too much business in
because
the front.
Because they're women. It's not, because they're not going to get a buzz cut on the top like
some,
a...
Some people may. I mean, maybe that's what she's talking about. I would love for you to submit your photo.
True, because there is the sideburns are left sometimes as well, and it's really, really short up top. But,
I also, do think the mullet is the most inclusive of all haircuts, though.
For sure. I mean, anyone can have a mullet, but you have to do something that would validate the clip being played on the air, right? Like if you, for example, with your wolf cut, were willing to sing a song while slapping your belly, that I think that Jordan absolutely would be open to including that in mullet over. So
Jordan's just desperately trying to find mullets. That's what you would say the hardest segment to find audio for?
Second hardest, next to Bleep. Sleep is really rough, but I love mullet over. Great content.
Boy, there is some real
mullets. I'm telling you, they're all over the internet. Like it's like there are a lot of lady mullets. She's not wrong.
I mean, we've had lady mullets or femullets.
Oh, sure.
But they were the 90s style. So the 90s mullet was definitely somebody whose mama was named like Tracy and she smoked Marlboro Reds.
Tammy.
And she was like kind of like probably, I don't know, mama's named Tammy who were smoking Marlboro Reds in the 90s also were working out and maybe on the DL themselves because it wasn't like totally like accepted still for women to be like out in the open. So women on the DL,
I feel like the Tammy with
masked.
The mullet that you were talking about drove a wart.
We can all envision it, right? You know what I'm talking about.
A white Ford Ranger.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what version of the mullet that I miss is the feathered mullet.
Ah, those are
like
beautiful.
Like Malibu from American Gladiators, that beautiful mane.
Took some work and some Aquanet, son.
That's right, man. Mm-hmm. That was like you took some time to make that masterpiece happen every day.
And it worked. You walked around feeling good.
We are always open for mullet submissions. So just email Jordan at davidmahoney.com if you have any mullet content or something you would think would work there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Uh-oh, the big wigs are coming after TikTok now. Will this trend actually catch on? Is this finally the end of TikTok as we know it? How will you all mourn?
Message deleted.
Boy, I could not care less at all. I'm not on TikTok. I know that makes me sound ancient.
Okay, well, think about it like this. Facebook, if they're trying to take down Meta.
I don't care if you take down Facebook at all.
And it's Instagram.
Instagram can go, too. They all can go.
I like Instagram and I like Twitter.
But they can all go.
You know, Twitter is on the gosh, it's turbulent right now, too.
That's a mess, too. Yeah,
well,
they're all
a
mess.
But the difference is that the U.S. government on government phones and I believe 20 states, and they're talking about it federally banning, or anybody who has any sort of intelligence clearance is banned from having TikTok on their phone just because it's spyware.
Yeah.
So I don't care if they ban it or not because I don't use it, but I understand that a bunch of people will.
Yeah,
but
it's a new platform.
But I also feel like
I don't watch TikTok. I watch 2-week-old TikTok on Instagram because I'm an adult.
If they do ban it, there's going to be another version that pops up, a clone that pops up here in America, which I actually think probably would be better, just as toxic and bad for your brain, but at least it's American.
The thing that I have a problem with TikTok, though, is the sound clips. Nobody knows anything more than a 30-second soundbite of any type of audio anymore.
Yeah.
And I do think that the scrolling of social media, and I don't think TikTok's the one to blame for this. I think that this has been something that's been implemented far long ago before TikTok. People just like to blame the new shiny thing. It's created this like weird ADD where everybody, we have just constant scroll. Yeah. You are looking for the next like silly, goofy thing, thing that's going to keep you watching and viewing.
I see that with my kids, man.
Yeah.
It's like they'll be sitting there watching a video on kids' YouTube and that just doesn't delight them in that moment. So they flip to the next thing. Like, you don't understand what it used to be like, kid, back in our day.
We had
one day where there would be shows on for us, and it was Saturday morning cartoons.
Well, but think about
flipping
from...
sit through all the commercials.
But y'all would flip from channel to channel, too, making sure that you weren't getting the commercials in between.
No.
Okay, well, I did, and you are only 10 years older than me.
You had a remote control and cable.
So then fine. So we'll say that I also was a part of the generation, too, where I was flipping around from radio station to radio station, you know, trying to find the best song, and you're trying to flip between the two stations that are your favorite or the three stations that are favorite, seeing which songs are playing, and then you picked which one of the three was going to be the song that you would listen to. I mean, that is...
That's not how I listened.
But you're 10... So, but that's crazy. Yeah. You're just 10 years older than me, and that's the massive difference between the two.
I put it on my favorite station, and it would just live there.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
And that's how I was listening.
I absolutely did not do that.
About the kids that are 25 years younger than you and the way that they're interacting with media, and it's wild.
It's crazy. Well, I mean, thinking about your daughters, too. They're on the YouTube constantly. They have that constant scroll down at the bottom of all the other videos they could be watching. It's crazy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Am I the only one that thinks that Trojan is a terrible name for a condom?
Message deleted.
I mean, you are sneaking a package in.
You're not sneaking it. I hope not.
Well, no. Well, I guess not.
You're keeping all of the little men hidden.
True.
That's important.
Yeah, they're inside the horse.
They're cloaked.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. This is Dave and Mahoney.
Let me ask you a question, Audrey. Do you prefer robots or humans?
Humans.
In all circumstances?
Yes.
So if you go to the grocery store, you'd prefer to go through the human checkout aisle 100%. Than the robot one.
It actually frustrates people who shop with me. I do not like going to the self-checkout ever.
Even if you have three items?
Ever. So, I mean, like, depending, three items is sure.
But you usually don't go for three items.
No. If I'm going to shop, I'm going to shop.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
And I just like the human interaction. I'm a talk person. Like, I am going to be asking.
Blech.
The other day, I was at Smith's Albertsons, one of those, like, Rick Vaughn's type of grocery stores. And the guy and I were just chumming it up and talking the whole entire time. And I love that. I love the connection between person to person.
I like
communication.
So I'm not really chatty with a lot of the when I'm getting groceries, except for when I'm at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, I feel like have the best cashiers of any like grocery
store.
They're
kind, for sure.
Well, they're always like, "Hey, have you tried?" Like I feel like good solid recommendations coming from them, or they're affirming my purchase of something. Like, oh, that's delicious. And I'm like, thank you.
So I like that, too, when like you go to a restaurant and they're like, excellent choice, sir. Right. And then they do that to everyone at the table. They're like, ooh, how did you possibly find that featured item on the menu? You're so smart.
One of the eight things.
What a great choice.
I get down on that, too, Mahoney. Every time I shop, if I don't get at least one, oh, yeah, I've been looking at this. I'm going to get this today, too. If I don't get at least one of those per shopping, I'm like, God. Man, I got to go back.
Screwed up. Yeah, I got to shop some
and
more.
I got to find the one thing that this person has been eyeballing. It's like a treasure chest. It's like a treasure chest or treasure trove that I'm trying to find.
I think you're onto
store.
Something, Mahoney. Like certain places, Trader Joe's, excellent customer service. Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out. Like there's a couple of places where you go and you just expect that the people are going to be in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. No. Chick-fil-A is starting to drive me bonkers.
What do you mean?
Because there's one that I go to over kind of like near where I go grocery shopping. And if I'm going to go grocery shop, I don't like going hungry. So I'll stop at the Chick-fil-A before. And there's never a line because I go early enough, usually after the show or whatever, or late enough after the show. And this guy, the way he talks, it's like he's trying to be an announcer or a guy from a broadcaster from like
maybe that's what he's
the
getting
70s.
Into.
Maybe he's trying to like audition for you because he knows that you're a broadcast superstar.
It's so bad that one day I could not help myself because he's always the one that helps me. And I could not help myself. I just smiled and I was like, yeah, man, you just keep doing it because it was so.
Could you give us
bad.
An impression of like what it sounds like?
Hey, welcome to Chick-fil-A. How can I help you today?
He's just having fun. You know, you're killing time. Just being silly. That's all
but
he's doing.
But he was talking like that to the other person, so I knew it was like not a just for me thing.
Yeah, but that's
like,
what he's doing.
It was to his part, like his partner in Chick-fil-A. He was like, "Yeah, man, that's gonna be $1." I was like, "No."
Bob Menery made an entire career out of that.
Oh my Jordan, God, drives me bonkers.
Let me ask you: do you prefer humans or robots?
Robots.
For all things? Like, I mean, because there's been a lot of talk about the sexy time robots. Would you take the plunge there?
No.
No?
No.
Me either. So I'm the only creep.
Yep. Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Wait, what? Why are you the only creep?
Because I'm the only one that would have the adult relations with a robot.
You do you.
You wouldn't,
I'm
Jordan?
Not gonna judge
Jordan
you.
Wouldn't.
I'm just not,
after,
not for me.
I would say after my first time with a real person, probably.
Why?
Because Jordan's still a virgin. He just wants to be able to feel what it's like, I guess.
Well, what if the robot's better?
But we don't know that.
I doubt it.
Well, the robot's certainly more accessible.
But yeah, but...
So why not start there?
See,
and then,
but that's like, why don't you just go to somebody who's a working person then?
Exactly.
Jordan is a man who has feelings and is deeply caring and... He could easily go do that,
but Jordan,
if he wanted to. He wants the right thing.
But you've created a problem for yourself,
no, he
though.
Hasn't.
Okay, but if you only prefer robots, but you want to have sex with a human, you know you have to get out and like meet humans in order for you to have sex with a human.
You need to step away from your robot.
No, he doesn't.
AKA
he can meet
computer.
People online, and then it'll happen. Like, he just hasn't met the right person yet. That's it.
I you can't find what you don't look for. Yes. And I haven't been looking. Yep. I know if I went to look, I would most likely find it.
Yeah, he's tall, he's handsome, he's on a very popular local radio show. He knows me. You just tell anybody that. That's I know Mahoney.
I know Mahoney.
Yep. Take me.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's how 90% of the dudes out there get laid these days.
Mackenzie said there is actually very good chance that robots are way better at the adult relations than humans.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the thing, I don't know, called like a vibrator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a robot. That's a machine.
That
There's
is.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
So,
that's
so
a
because
tool.
I can turn it
that's
on and off, it's different. Oh, it is a tool.
You're
actually,
a tool.
It is a tool.
It's a tool.
It's a tool.
It's totally different than what you're talking about. And again, everybody to each their own.
So
it's just not for me, man.
So, what makes a robot a robot? Because there's all kinds of AI out there that is just. Intelligence that would technically be a robot, like a
West
humanoid
World style robot.
Hell yeah, giddy up, girl.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Because your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Carson Trail till the desert meets the hills. Oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.